In addition, in terms of education and health, it has impacts on especially the women and the children. If you have to spend 3 to 4 hours each day collecting firewood, that takes a huge amount of time out of your productive day. Also, you know, if you take any kind of business, if it is a poultry farming business, if it is a small bakery, if it is any type of micro enterprise, what you need is energy. And if you don't have that, you know, you remain in that poverty cycle, and it's very hard to get out of it.
What's being done on the part of the UN, or probably on the part of governments, to try to get more people on the grid, as it were?
The good news is that there are a number of very successful programs in our region helping actually people to get access to energy. We have analyzed 17 case studies in China, in India, in Nepal, in Indonesia, in Sri Lanka, even in the Pacific Islands. One thing that we have found is if an energy program focuses only on the technology or only on the grid extension, then that is not good enough. A successful energy program is to look also at off-grid energy solutions. And what that means is, for example, to provide electricity through solar home systems, using the power of the sun and convert that in electricity, or using micro hydro plants. But that alone also is not enough. What we have seen is that there are many programs in Asia and the Pacific which have tried to do exactly that, but they have focused too much on the technologies, but not going to the village and listen first to the people. What is the demand? What actually is it that they need? And secondly, we need to combine energy programs with income-generating activities. We need to support rural people to get business skills to start small enterprises so that they can make use of the energy. That combination of an energy program that is combined with developing business skills is what we call the Energy Plus approach.
Have any of these Energy Plus programs actually come on stream?
I give you an example from Nepal, where UNDP has been working over the last 15 years together with the government and with other partners on a renewable energy program in rural areas. 300 micro hydro plants have been established to produce electricity for villages that are not connected to the grid. The same program has helped to establish more than 100 micro enterprises in rural areas. Because when people get access to electricity or to energy supply, they suddenly become productive and start new businesses. So that is just a little example of a success story from a UNDP-supported program in Nepal.